Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When we were chatting yesterday on air about this rise in anti-Semitism, where does it come from? How did it just explode? Rabbi Yossi Goldman messaged me and said, I have some thoughts. And I thought, wow, well, I would absolutely love to hear them and share them with you. Rabbi Yossi Goldman joins us doing so. And thanks for reaching out, because we grapple with this. You know, we can't really, it just seems unfathomable. Where does this hatred come from?
Thanks, Howard. You know, it's since I became Rabbi Emeritus at Sidney Shaw, I've been doing a lot of traveling around the world, and one of my repertoire of lectures is one called "Why the Jews? Is there a reason for anti-Semitism?" And in the last few years, everybody wants to hear that lecture all around the world, because it's unfortunately so relevant and so topical.
Yeah, and we're all trying to figure out the same thing.
Tragically current. And, you know, so in the research I've done, there's no logical reason. If you look for a logical reason, all those reasons advanced over the years are excuses. They killed our God, they poisoned our wells, they did this, they did that. You know, there was a legendary rabbi who died in the Warsaw Ghetto, Rabbi Menachem Zembe. He said, you know, that it's like a halacha. It's a law of life. You don't always understand. You don't always understand the reason behind the laws. He says in Poland they hated the Jews because they were poor. In Germany they hated the Jews because they were rich. In Russia they hated the Jews because they were capitalists. In America they hunted down the Jews because they were communists. So rich or poor, communist or capitalist, you can't win. And Rabbi Jonathan Sacks was quite prophetic when he said that. This was even before COVID. He said that anti-Semitism is like a virus. It keeps mutating, and it's now mutated to anti-Zionism. So this is the new anti-Semitism. But if you look at one of the greatest anti-Semites, maybe the greatest anti-Semite in history, and see what he had to say about it. So what did Hitler, Yimach Shemo, say? He said, the struggle for world domination is between me and the Jews. Everything else is meaningless. The Jews have inflicted two wounds on the world, circumcision on the body and conscience on the soul. I come to free mankind from their shackles, unquote, Hitler. So conscience, that the world can't handle, that we are a conscience, that we are a light unto the nations, you know. So they try to bring us down all the time. But that doesn't mean it's a logical reason. And but it's not just Jews. It's a fight. It's a struggle against what Judaism stands for, and therefore the question is: what is the response? So of course, we need a strong Israel. We need an IDF. Yes, we need a board of deputies to manage whatever they can here, to the best of their ability under the circumstances. But at the end of the day, you know, my favorite line was not from a rabbi. It was from the first prime minister of Israel, Ben Gurion, said, it doesn't matter what the nations say, it matters what Israel does.
Say that again, because it's brilliant.
Day,
it's really...
We're not going to make ourselves more liked or popular. Whatever we do, we bend over backwards. We are so good. We are so moral. We tell people to get out of the harm's way before we bomb the terrorists. I mean, you know... No matter how moral Israel behaves, how morally, we're still the villain. So at the end of the day, it's what we do. And we have to make sure that we protect ourselves and our people. And we must keep being the conscience. And if the world doesn't like it, you know, so be it. But we have to do what we have to do.
And I love that approach, because it's really just about us. Really, it's all we can do. We can just only respond to it.
We could try education, but you know, we've been trying to educate people for decades and centuries. It hasn't really worked. I saw a great line a couple of years ago. It was on the Rebbe's yahrzeit, and a journalist, the Los Angeles Jewish Journal, I think his name is David Sweets, I think he's the editor.
Right.
He wrote a column, and he said, what was the Rebbe's response to anti-Semitism? Pro-Semitism. what does that mean? be more Jewish.
I love that.
Because at the end of the day, if it's not just against Jews, but it's against Judaism, then the only response we have is to strengthen our Judaism. And we've seen it. I mean, it's amazing. Secular Israeli soldiers clamoring for tefillin and tzitzit and tehillim books like never before. I was giving a talk in Spokane, Washington, shortly after October 7th. And there was a Friday night dinner, and some guy just rocked up unannounced. The rabbi had never seen him before. And they sat him down next to me. I said, David, what brings you here? He said, October 7th.
Yeah.
A Jew who had never identified, who had never participated. And October 7th brought out the realization of what the truth is and his own identity. And we see that happening all over. So the
Almost
more Jewish
every,
we are, that's the only response we can, the only meaningful response.
Almost every Nova survivor that I have spoken to, I ask the same question and I say, who were you going into the festival and who were you after the festival? And the spiritual and the connection back to the essence of Judaism is almost always included in that answer. And it's remarkable to see.
Yeah, we just commemorated the anniversary of Entebbe.
Mm-hmm.
Next year will be 50 years. A couple of years ago, Sidnum Shul, we brought out one of the commandos of the Entebbe raid.
Right.
Rami Sherman was his name, and he gave a talk. It was fascinating. I mean, I had studied it. I mean, I produced a film called Miracle on Entebbe, which has over a million views on YouTube now. For the 40th anniversary, we did that. But one line that he said stuck with me. He was raised in a secular kibbutz in Israel. He said, I went to Entebbe in Israeli. I came back a Jew.
Incredible. And we hear that echoed over the generations. Really phenomenal. That's where we do need to leave it, Rabbi Yossi Goldman. Thank you for God that. Bless. I think that is just the inspiration that we needed this morning. It's 8:31.